I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on delays in Medicare payments to California doctors. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Thousands of physicians in California have not received Medicare payments since spring. With a shortfall of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, some doctors have stopped seeing Medicare patients or are even considering shutting their doors. Julian Delgado is in private practice with a partner in Colusa, northwest of Sacramento. He's also on the board of the California Academy of Family Physicians. Delgado says the problems began when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services told doctors they needed a National Provider Identifier, or NPI, to replace the PIN they used until now to apply for payment.
We set that application in. No change in our office address, no change in our practice name, no change in any of them. It was just some kind of billing numbers. And you think something that should have been done immediately or take a week to take care of kept getting postponed. You know, we kept calling Medicare, and they were basically saying there's this big backlog of applications. You know, yours is on the list whenever we can get to it, kind of a thing.
The switch to NPI numbers was mandated by HIPAA laws. Providers had 2 years in which to apply and were required to use only NPI numbers for their Medicare payments by May 23rd of this year. But thousands of physicians had their applications rejected because of errors or inconsistencies. Delgado says he only got word he had to apply for an NPI in June. And without NPI numbers, his office has been unable to get Medicare payments processed for 6 months.
You know, we have to pay our bills. We have to pay our salaries, our staff. We have to pay our overhead, our rent, our electricity and everything. My partner went 2 months, you know, without any take-home pay. And before that, we were basically just kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're not taking any new Medicare patients because we can't afford to be at risk like this.
Delgado's frustration echoes that of thousands of physicians around the state. They turn to the California Academy of Family Physicians and the California Medical Association for help. CMA President Dev Ganadev is himself part of a group of surgeons whose names suddenly dropped off the Medicare rolls. He blames the problems on CMS for switching to a new clearinghouse, Palmetto GBA, 4 months after the NPI transition.
Palmetto was not ready to take on a large state. They weren't ready for the switchover, so they didn't even have enough employees in case something didn't go right. On CMS, the biggest mistake actually came from CMS. You can't have two large changes at the same time, because nothing will go right when you change like that.
CMS officials were not available to comment on criticisms about the way they handled the transition, but they told the California Academy of Family Physicians that members could contact the regional office directly for help. After thousands of doctors complained they couldn't get through to Palmetto's customer service, the CMA and the California Academy of Family Physicians stepped in. Sandra Newman is CAFP Director of Health Policy.
Palmetto has been responsive to our requests for escalation, particularly for those practices who may need to close their doors within the next few weeks or months if the payment has not been sent. That said, what we're hearing from members still is that they don't know if they're properly credentialed. They don't know if their change of address form has been processed. Any number of administrative concerns, there's a lack of clarity about what stage in the process they are and who they can appropriately contact for help.
Palmetto Vice President Mike Barlow says part of the problem is that many California physicians failed to apply for their NPI numbers before the deadline.
We had extensive workshops, teleconferences, webinars. We had a very aggressive website during the transition period. We sent millions of listservs to providers and trying to get them ready for the transition. And in California, you know, only about 60% seemed to have replied or responded to most of those initiatives. I had a phone call last week from a provider that says, when were you guys going to tell me that there was a transition?
He also lays the blame on the outgoing company that previously processed Medicare payments for California.
By the time we became the contractor for California as of September the 2nd, 2008, there were over 21,000 NPI or change-related applications that were pending, with majority of them over 60 and a large percentage over 120 days old. Immediately, we began working on with CMS to add staff and add lines for the call center, And we immediately started on a plan to increase staffing for the provider enrollment to clear this backlog.
Palmetto says it's already worked through some 13,000 backlogged applications and hopes to clear the rest by the end of the year. CMA President Gonadev says the situation has ultimately hurt patients more than anyone.
Many doctors feel that it's intentional. CMS and Palmetto ganged up on them so that they can temporarily save more money in a bad budget year. When you see this thing going on for months, it's not about health care, unfortunately. It's not about health of an older person. If it is, then it would have been resolved very fast.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.